six music. From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Psychedelic invocations, I'm at a hurry at the station, I get to you. A job, a princess of Hindu birth, a woman of flesh, a child of the earth, give to you. Well, the hanging gardens of Babylon, Miles Davis, the black unicorn, I give to you. The palaces of Montezuma, the gardens of Akbar's tomb, I give to you. Come on, baby. The epic of Gilgamesh, a pretty little black A-line dress, I give to you. The spinal cord of JFK wrapped in Marilyn Monroe's negligee, I give it to you. I want nothing in return, just the softest little breathless word I ask of you. A word contained in a grain of sand that can barely walk, can't even stand, I ask for you. Come on, baby, let's get out of the cold. Gimme, gimme, gimme your precious love for me to hold. Come on. Just love for me to hold. Yeah, oh, come on. Yeah, 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 come on. Come on.
Grinderman and Palaces of Montezuma. Whereas? I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everyone, I'm pre-recording this show as normal in my little house in North Manchester. I'm pre-recording it quite in advance of its broadcast due to Elbow's busy festival schedule at this time of year. In fact, we haven't played Glastonbury at the time of my recording this programme. That doesn't happen till Saturday for me, so I hope it went well. All the usual features on this week's show. We'll be having a visit from the wonderful Beccapedia, sharing her wisdom of all things music with us. There'll be another Criminal cover version, Facing the Music in It Was Moider. And we'll have a delve into the Desert Island Discs archive. This time it's a choice from Gillian Anderson, her of the X-Files fame. She chooses a lovely Jeff Buckley number, so that'll be good. Other than that, it's just music that I've chosen and that you've chosen. I kicked off with that song because at the same time as touring the festivals, festival season for a band tends to be every weekend. So every Thursday or Friday I'm jumping on a plane or a tour bus, doing a couple of festivals over the weekend, two or three, and then coming back Monday, Tuesday, making my little show for you and writing stuff for Elbow. I'm also doing a collaboration with Massive Attack at the minute, which is good fun. A little bit of a secret project, which should be great. What else is happening? Oh, there's talk of me and Craig doing the next I Am Clute album, which I'm over the moon about. We're just seeing if we can fit that into the schedule. So, busy, busy, busy. But in the middle of all that, writing material for the next Delbar record. And I played you Palaces of Montezuma because it's a list song. I've yet to achieve a truly great list song. It's something on my list. Yeah, well done. And my favourite thing on Nick Cave's list there is Miles Davis, the Black Unicorn. I think that gives him all the legend, mystical folk status that he deserves, that description. The Black Unicorn, fantastic, with his horn coming out of his head. Just brilliant. Yeah, so it owes a lot to this next tune, I think, that one, whether consciously or not. This is Lou Reed and Andy's Chest. And as much as Lou Reed tends to grate in interviews, I find him very, very self-serving in interviews. He was absolutely eaten out of Lauren Laverne's hands recently. Her of the ethereal beauty and the massive brain, why wouldn't he be? Anyway, I admire him very much as a musician, even if I don't really fancy him as an interviewee. Lou Reed and Andy's Chest. This is a great tune.
If I could be anything in the world that flew, I would be a bat and come swooping after you. And if the last time you were here things were a bit askew, well, you know what happens after dark. When rattlesnakes lose their skins and their hearts, and all the missionaries lose their bark, or all the trees are calling after you, and all the venom snipers after you, are all the mountains bolder after you? If I could be any one of the things in this world that bite, instead of a dentured ocelot on a leash, I'd rather be a kite and be tied to the end of your string and flying in the air, babe, at night. Cause you know what they say about honey bears, when you shave off all their baby hair, you have a hairy-minded pink bear bear. And all the bells are rolling out for you, and stones are all suckers are flying after you. Yesterday Daisy May and Biff were grooving on the street, and just like in a movie, her hands became her feet. Her belly button was her mouth, which meant she tasted what she'd speak. Woo! But the funny thing is what happened to her nose. Till it reached all of her toes. Ooh, now when people say her feet smell, they mean her nose. And curtains laced with diamonds dear for you, and all the Roman noblemen for you, and kingdoms, Christian soldiers dear for you, and melting ice cap tops for you. Oh, and knights in flaming silver robes for you, and bats that with a kiss turn prince for you. Swoop, swoop, oh baby, rock, rock. Swoop, swoop.
Great. Lou Reed and Andy's Chest, of course, from Transformer. Hilary Simon's been on from Basel in Switzerland. She says, hello, Guy. I very much enjoyed your recent accordion-themed session. As soon as you mentioned accordion, I was immediately anticipating a song from the band Beirut. Unfortunately, they were either omitted from your already excellent playlist or you haven't been introduced. One of my favourites is Nant, Keep Rockin'. Thanks, Hilary. You keep rocking there in Basel, Switzerland yourself. A glaring oversight on my part. Shall we have a listen? I love this tune. Here's Beirut and Nantes.
Well, it's been a long time, now since I've seen you smile, and I'll gamble away my fright, and I'll gamble away my time, and in a
signature tunes were funky. Back in the days when British television still allowed a large measure of freedom in the artistic choices of directors, and money, particularly for the maverick, revenue-rich ITV, was no object, the 60s and 70s produced some thumping good theme tunes that not only embedded themselves in the collective consciousness of a square-eyed nation, but also reflected, and sometimes set, the musical trend. This open-minded and creative approach to production was not limited to primetime programmes such as The Likely Lads and Top of the Pops. Remember Magpie, ITV's slightly younger and trendier rival to the BBC's Blue Peter? It had youthful, hip presenters, including Mark Bolan-alike Mick Robertson, expensive-looking animated colour opening credits, and a killer theme tune by the Murgatroyd Band, a pseudonym for none other than the Spencer Davis Group. Of course, it's a product of its time, with the heavy use of Hammond, the rasping rock vocals, and more than a whiff of the hallucinogens about it. But compared to today's themes, which, if they exist at all, are minimal rather than melodic, and in the case of children's programmes, facile and derivative, Magpie's opening sequence is attention-grabbing, edgy and imaginative, and a reminder of a time when television was unfettered in its efforts to be exciting and original. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
A bird you must not miss. One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl and four for a boy.
Didn't know that. The Magpie theme tune by Spencer Davis Group, masquerading as the Murgatroyd Band. I remember that theme tune. I don't remember it being quite so epically funky. Thanks once again to the Beckopedia. She'll be back next week with more musical gems. Isn't she great? In fact, somebody tweeted me recently and said, Guy, is Beckopedia, is she announcing the stations along the Metrolink route in Manchester? Well spotted. She does lots of voice work. See if you can find where else Beckopedia's voice turns up. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Hunt the Beckopedia.
Six Music. Mark Riley.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Well, you lot laughing at?
Ex-lovers are back in the room, hello.
Do you know, I normally take bands to task for not having a title for a song.
Yeah, it's a new song, sorry.
How new?
It's actually not that new.
Live music every night.
And that is Lapel's De Rosa.
Dear track.
Live in session.
Mark Riley.
We'll have a chat. Semi-sensible is the way I'm feeling at the moment, but...
Really?
Yeah, I know. It's a bit worrying, really.
Mark Riley.
Excellent stuff. Enjoyed the session, as I knew I would. Very, very much enjoyed. Indeed.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
I had a complaint recently. Here we go. This is from Lee. Lee says, Guy, for the love of God, you need to let the funk back into your life. Love some of the achingly beautiful spiritual navel-gazing stuff, but what's life or music without some backbone? And then he's not signed it. Lee, obviously feeling... quite put out there. He needs a bit of funk in his life. Here's my favourite funk tune ever. This is Grant Green from a collection on Blue Note called So Blue, So Funky, Heroes of the Hammond. Craig Charles has an excellent funk and soul show if you need a regular fix, Lee, here on Six Music, the greatest radio station in the world. But this is my favourite. It's 10 minutes long. I'm going to play all of it and then I can leave the funk alone for a while, can I, Lee? This tune was exactly the length of my walk from my dad's house to Bury Town Centre when I was a lad, and it used to put quite a spring in my step. Here's Grant Green, Ain't It Funky Now.
Thank you.
Green and Ain't It Funky Now. I hope that's topped up your backbone, Lee. Wonderful, amazing, soulful music. And you know, wonderful, amazing, soulful music don't just take care of itself. Oh no, you need good police. Victim was written by the incomparable Al Green and was a number one hit in 1972. A song of love and romance and a first dance favourite at weddings the world over. It wasn't long before the musical Marauders made a move. First to muscle in was bleating Billy Paul, whose slow soul strangulation was made all the more terrifying by the bathtub reverb that made every stretched syllable echo eerily. It barely managed to escape with its life and was left with an irrational fear of soap on a rope. Next to have a go was sickly smooth jazz guitarist Peter White, whose somnolent strumming almost caused a late night teletext tragedy. Luckily, it managed to grab the remote and take refuge in an Open University broadcast. Then, the menacing mullet himself, Michael Bolton, attempted to turn on the torture with his over-elaborate falsetto vocal noodling. The glass-shattering intensity of his high-pitched howling left it staggering for safety, ears bleeding. But when R&B ruffians, boys to men, that's boys with a Z, Roman numerals 2, men, like a bunch of harmonising henchmen, crowded it into a corner and used their remorseless riffing to rip to shreds this beautiful ballad, it was murder. No, stop doing that. It sounds shit.
Bye.
was mercifully, of course, eventually Al Green and Let's Stay Together. More Moida next week. A Song for Guy recommendation from Chris W. Parker here. He says, the other week you played Paper Tiger by Beck, which is a damn fine track, and Sea Change is an immense album of heartbreak. Beck's high point, I think. However, you didn't mention Serge Gainsbourg's Melody from Histoire de Melody Nelson, which, if it isn't in Beck's prime influence of the awesome string arrangement in Sea Change, then I don't know what is. So that's my Song for Guy suggestion. If you don't know, I hope you enjoy it, and I hope that you do know it. Cheers, Chris. Chris, I do know this tune, although I didn't own it, so I've dug it up, and here it is. And yeah, it's not just the inspiration for the string arrangement on Paper Tiger, which I played either last week or the week before. I'd say for the whole production value of the thing. I do love Beck's song for different reasons as well. It's got a heartbreaking lyric to it, and I have no idea what Serge Gainsbourg's tune's about, but it is great. Thanks for pointing it out to us, Chris. It's ages since I've heard it. Here it is, here's Melody. Thanks to Chris Parker for this SFG.
Les ailes de la rose effleuraient des pylônes. Quand, m'étant malgré moi égaré, nous arrivâmes, Rolls et moi, dans une zone dangereuse, un endroit isolé. De radio couvrant le silence du moteur, elle fixe l'horizon et l'esprit ailleurs semble tout ignorer des trottoirs que j'accoste. connais, avant que je ne perde le contrôle de la Rolls. J'avançais lentement. Ma voiture dériva. Et un heurt violent me tira soudain de ma rêverie.
Serge Gainsbourg and Melody, that was a Song for Guy recommendation from Chris Parker. Thanks, mate. Vic and Ange Burnett have been in touch. Long-time listeners and emailers of the show. Vic says, just listening to your show and listening to you talk about record shops, it calls to mind my time as a student in Manchester from 85 to 89 and the great shops where I learned to rack up a credit card bill. Aside from the Virgin, HMV and Our Price at opposite sides and ends of Market Street, there were some great second-hand ones where I got some brilliant picture discs. There was a tiny, packed-out one that was upstairs on Oxford Road, just near the Polytechnic Student Union, with records literally all over the walls and ceiling. This has caused Peter Hardy, who is a producer and researcher on the show, he's put a note here on your email that says, by the time I was a student there, he was charging 50p to enter the shop to deter time wasters. He also overpriced all his records so that they were too exclusive to buy, but he would tape them for you for a price. That's highly illegal. If you repeat this story, best not name the shop, says Peter. We don't want him suing us. Quite right. Well, thanks very much for your email, Vic. You go on later on to say that of that era, you were buying loads of Genesis, Kate Bush and Peter Gabriel, and you'd like to hear Babushka. Well, old friends, Vic and Ange, who am I to say no?
Before the years flew by.
From the whole story, that's Babushka.
BBC Six Music.
Hello, I'm Lauren Laverne, coming to you from the Six Music turret of the Big British Castle. All we're doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated. It's lovely to be in your ears. How are they today? Lauren Laverne, bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh, dear. Weekday mornings from 10.
I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Let's have another fantastic female voice. I've played this tune so many times on the radio, but just in case you've never heard it before, because it's a life-changingly good song, this is the amazing Jonas Policewoman in Real Life.
It's true what they say about me. trädet gro.
Put Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
dans sa chambre, Joël et sa valise. On regarde sur ses fringues, sur les murs des photos, sans regret, sans mélo. La porte est claquée, Joël est barré.
Of course, Grace Jones, and I've seen that face before, Libertango. That was a song for Guy recommendation from our very own Peter Hardy. Another song for Guy recommendation straight away. This is from Judith Knowles, who was born in Blackburn but now lives in Surrey. She says, we recently had a reunion for D Block residents and friends who were at, not a prison, but Warwick University in 1969. That puts you guys around 60. That's actually quite rude, sorry Judith. We brought our treasured music from those days, and one of the most popular bands still was It's a Beautiful Day, who played live at university. Most of us liked Whitebird the best, but Gentle Brian prefers the haunting beauty of Girl With No Eyes. I reckon they're both worth a listen. Well, I'm not going to play Girl With No Eyes because the title of the track freaks me out, apart from anything else, and I'd never heard of the band either, but amazing that you're all still keeping in touch. When you were friends so long ago, I hope you had a lovely time together, and I'm going to play Whitebird. So this is from everyone who was at D Block in Warwick University in 1969, in particular Judith, who was born in Blackburn and now lives in Surrey. This is Whitebird.
Must fly, or she will die. White bird must.
for everybody from D Block, Warwick University in 1969. That was It's a Beautiful Day with White Bird. Thanks to Judith Knowles for bringing it to our attention. Right, I've been looking forward to this for ages. A while ago, Dave Woods got in touch and recommended a song for Guy by the band Shack. It's called Walter's Song, and when I heard it, it sounded incredibly familiar. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I knew I'd heard it somewhere before. A long time down the line, Jimmy Goodwin from Does, when we were on tour in America, lent me the Robert Mitchum film Night of the Hunter, which is amazing if you haven't seen it. And right in the middle of it, there's a lullaby. It is the exact same song. Shaq on their album have called it Walter's Song, and I couldn't find any information on the internet about them talking about where they'd found the song, but it's undoubtedly the same song. It just is, the same melody, same words. I had a look, and the original soundtrack from Night of the Hunter is by Walter Schumann, which is why I guess they call it Walter's Song. It hasn't got a name specifically of its own, but it is so beautiful. So thanks to the development of technology, I've ripped the song off the soundtrack from Night of the Hunter. There was some dialogue in the middle of it, but I've edited it out so as not to interrupt your listening pleasure. I'm going to play the original from the soundtrack and then take it seamlessly into Shaq's brilliant version. Big thanks to Dave Woods for drawing it to our attention in the first place.
Hush, little one, hush. Hush, my little one, hush. Morning soon shall light your pillow. Birds will sing in yonder willow. Hush, my little one, hush. Rest, dearest one, rest. Rest here on my breast. Little child with heart so brave, angel hosts will keep me safe. Rest, my little one, rest. Rest, little one, rest.
originally by Walter Schumann. First of all, you heard from the soundtrack of Night of the Hunter, you heard a lullaby with no name, and then you heard Shaq's version of it. They called it Walter's Song. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Six. Music. A million reasons to listen to Sean Keighley.
Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 63. He's got common sense.
Miley Cyrus's young fans certainly got an eyeful of their idol as she performed in hot pants.
One giggoer said, "I put my hand over my daughter's eyes on a few occasions."
If you were anything like a responsible parent, you should have put your hands over her ears.
Number 5011. He's green-fingered.
Joanna Lumley above the face of National Love Your Lawn Week. To commemorate that, I am going to go home to etch Joanna Lumley's face into my back lawn.
Number 612,901. He's ambitious.
Is success going to ruin Six Music?
I predict that you're right, that we'll be great for another 3 or 4 years and then we'll get fat and end up wearing jumpsuits.
The Sean Keighley Breakfast Show.
Weekday mornings from 7.
BBC Six Music.
Who needs a million reasons to listen?
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Another song for Guy recommendation. This one's from Bruce Harris. Where are you, Bruce? Where are you, Bruce? He's in here somewhere. He says, "How spooky. I was driving back from Oxford after a big country gig." I bet that was good. "Listening to Dave Brubeck." You've put "listening to Dave Brubeck, take that." But I think you mean take five. I'll read on, Bruce. "I was thinking, what song could I recommend? And I thought for no reason about Nina Simone's My Father. And then you play a Nina Simone tune. That's spooky." Well, there you go. This is great, though. I've never heard this song before. Thanks so much for the recommendation, Bruce. This is Nina Simone and My Father. I was really taken with it. It's a lovely story. It's originally by Judy Collins, I found out. At the beginning, she's talking about the fact that her father was a miner in Ohio, and he dreamed that they'd all live in France one day, and she'd learn to dance, and the whole family would go boating on the Seine. By the time she's writing the song, she does live in France, and her father's long gone. And she tells her kids all about living in a mining town in Colorado. And they do dance. And they do boat on the Seine. Oh, isn't it sweet? Anyway, this is a beautiful version of it by the wonderful Nina Simone. Thanks for the recommendation, Bruce. This is My Father.
We lived in
us now. My children dance and sing. Words of a miner's tongue, language they've never seen. Sun set in my father's eyes again.
Nina Simone's version of Judy Collins' song, My Father. Time to dive once again into the Desert Island Discs archive. This is Gillian Anderson of X-Files fame talking about one of her favourite songs.
I read that some 60% of people in the US believe in alien abduction.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
And I think a very small percentage believe they have been abducted by aliens already. But that's the truth of it, isn't it? It fed straight into that kind of fascination for the spooky.
I think so. I mean, other than paranormal spookiness, I mean, I think that there's definitely been a climate for being shocked and scared, you know, where people will go and see all the Halloween movies and stuff like that. It boggles my mind.
Good job you were the rational one of the duo then.
Yeah,
Agent Mulder was the one who believed in it
all. Yeah, but what's interesting too is it can't help but infuse your life with an aspect of its paranoia and negativity, even though it's just a screen. You know, it can't
not.
So
it really got to you, did it?
I think it would get to everybody. I mean, we're working in Vancouver where there's, you know, very little sun very much of the year. We're working in ridiculous weather, ridiculous hours, and we're dealing with, you know, half dead evil demons all the time. I mean, how can 16 hours of your day, I mean, how can that not affect you?
Tell me about your last record.
The last record is one of my favourite artists of all time, Jeff Buckley. This is originally a Leonard Cohen song. It is Hallelujah.
The minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair. And she broke your throne and she cut your hair.
and from your lips you drew the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Of course, Jeff Buckley with his version of Hallelujah. Michelle, who produces the show, told me that when he came in to play for Mark Riley and Mark Radcliffe one time, he gave her a kiss and told her she smelled nice. The old schmoozy. This next tune is a beautiful live recording, a real drift away, amazing performance. It makes me, you know what I'm like. My granddad used to lean on his stick and point at the gas fire and say really enthusiastically to me when I was very little, "You see that flame there? That's gas that's coming from under the North Sea. Men have endeavoured to bring it to my home, to heat my food," etc., etc. I get like that about recording. I think it's amazing that we can capture these things and keep them forever, and people can witness them. Because what is making music if it's not wobbling air? And what is a recording if not a very perfectly faithful reproduction of unique experiences that you can listen to time and again? It's beyond me. It's beyond me. Anyway, I'll stop now. Not coming from under the North Sea. This is Pentangle. In fact, I'm going to dedicate this to my granddad John, because that was the man I was talking about. This is Pentangle and Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, which I think is a Charlie Mingus tune, but this is just beautiful. Isn't that great? That was from The Collection by Pentangle. That was their version of Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. I love it. I've had an email from Grant Philpott, which gives me an excuse to play one of my favourite artists, who I play every week anyway, so nobody's going to be surprised. Hello, Guy. I'm listening to the radio on both the DAB, which is on in the background in my kitchen, and here in the front room on my computer. The delay gives this track a lovely call and response feel. It's a bloke singing at roughly 11:30, Sunday the 12th of June. I missed his name. Is there any way you could calculate the time difference and recreate this accidental BBC mashup? Cheers by Grant Philpott. P.S. It feels like a half-second delay. Well, Grant, I'm not going to start applying special effects to people's music. I think it's I think it's a little disrespectful to start putting flange and time delay on your favourite tunes. But I had a look back through the archive. You can look, if you go to my site, my page on the Six Music website, you can see songs by year. And if you go back through there, you can see every tune I've ever played on The Finest Hour. And thanks to the BBC Music section, you can find out about all the different artists as well. There's a real comprehensive guide to who everybody is. So I had a look, and what was I listening to? What was I playing to you at 11:30 that Sunday, the 12th of June? It was, of course, Tom Waits. And given that this is a time delay issue, it's particularly fitting that the song's called Time. Any excuse, eh, Grant? Switch your DAB on your computer again and let us know how it goes. Here's Tom Waits.
Well, the smart money's on Harlem, and the moon is in the street, and the shadow boys are breaking all the laws. And you're east of East St. Louis, and the wind is making speeches, and the rain sounds like a round of applause. And Napoleon is weeping in the carnival saloon, his invisible fiance's in the mirror, and the band is going home. It's raining hammers, it's raining nails. It's true, there's nothing left for him down. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. And they all pretend they're orphans, and their memory's like a train. You can see it getting smaller as it pulls away, and the things you can't remember tell the things you can't forget. The history puts a saint in every dream. Well, she said she'd stick around until the bandages came off, but these mama's boys just don't know when to quit. And Matilda asked the sailors, all those dreams or all those prayers? So close your eyes, son, and this won't hurt a bit. Oh, it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time. For a calendar girl, the boys just dive right off the cars and splash into the street. And when they're on a roll, she pulls a razor from a boot, and 1,000 pigeons fall around her feet. So put a candle in the window and a kiss upon his lips as the dish outside the window fills with rain. Just like a stranger with the weeds in your heart, and pay the fiddler off till I come back again. Oh, it's time, time, time. It's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. Time, time, time. it's time, and it's time that you come, and it's time.
That was Tom Waits and Time. Hope you enjoyed it, Grant. Let's have another mellow tune. Sunday Night Listening. I've not played this for ages. My favourite thing about this song is the sprightly, springy piano that comes in and virtually interrupts the sentiment of the song. This is the amazing J.J. Cale from the album Naturally, which if you don't have, you must get. And this is Crying Eyes.
One.
J.J. Cale and Crying Eyes, and I'm speaking quietly as not to ruin the mood before I play this next tune by Tricky. This is called Makes Me Wanna Die.
She makes me wanna die. Follow where Mary goes. Cherish the things she knows. Says if I change my stride, then I'll fly. She makes me wanna die. Change my stride, then I'll fly. Look to the sun. See me in psychic pollution. how could you dare? And who do you think you are? You're insignificant, a small piece, an ism. No more, no less. You try to learn the universe, can't even converse in universe. You know it's ironic, smoking hydroponic. She makes me wanna die. And change my stride, then I'll fly. And she makes me wanna die. Follow where Mary goes, and cherish the things she knows. Says if I change my stride, then I'll fly. And change my stride, then I'll fly. Look to the sun, see me in psychic pollution, walking on the moon. And how could you dare? Who do you think you are? You're insignificant, a small piece, a ism. No more, no less. You try to learn the universe, and can't even converse in universe. You know.
BBC introducing, supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under the radar musicians. If you're a new musician looking for a break, go online right now and upload your music and it could be the start of something big.
It's so much help to get your music out there, it's insane.
You could play a stage at a UK festival.
Sending your demo, who knows, you might be playing Leeds or Reading next year.
Record a live session at BBC Maida Vale Studios.
BBC introducing is a fantastic opportunity for any band.
And your music could even be played across the BBC.
Hey, I'm Dougie.
I'm Lorenzo, and we are the Temper Trap.
These bands have been there.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to BBC Introducing for all their support. Thank you so much.
Introducing. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
Keeping my voice down, in case some of you have drifted off, I quite often get emails saying that you sleep to my programme. I'll try not to take that personally. Let's keep it mellow. Here's Rufus Wainwright with The Amazing Want.
Don't wanna know the answers.
questions. I don't want, no, I really don't want to be drawn letters. Well, let her go away. I just wanna be my dad. It's like sprinkling of my mother. Work at the family store. Take
there we go. Thank you so much for joining me again. I hope everybody had a safe Glastonbury that was there. As I say, at the time of recording this, we haven't played it yet, but I bet it's great, because it always is. Thank you to everybody who sent in Song for Guy recommendations. Some really lovely ones this week. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. If you have any kind of recommendations or anything, tell me anything. Give us your emails. Thank you so much to Michelle and Peter and Bods and everyone who helps me put the show together. Thanks, of course, to the wonderful Beccapedia for her contributions. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Year. Don Lex up next. Don't you touch that dial.
Midnight, I've spent another long